We are here at the 2019 California-Nevada Credit Union League's REACH Conference in beautiful Monterey, California. And the sun, as you can see by our shadows here, the sun is right there, but it's moving over so the shadows will be better. But anyway, we are going to tough right through it. We're gonna get through this, Ashley,
yes,
all right?
Yes, all well, right. It's snowing back home for me, so this is great. I'll take the sunshine all day.
Yeah, we were talking before the recording that you're from Iowa.
Yes.
By the way, this is Ashley Town, Director of Fraud Services from Co-op Financial Services. And you flew in from Iowa last night, and you're getting snow already.
Yes, snow already. So it's a great time to come to California.
Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful out there today. So, all righty. So I know the conference just started. You got in last night. I was going to ask you, hey, how's it going? But what expectations do you have for the conference?
I think there's going to be a lot of really great networking.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of great conversations about what's going on industry-wide. I hope to have some fraud discussions with a lot of different folks, but certainly just being able to understand what's going on in California, and because the trends do kind of change from location and demographic, so I think it's interesting to definitely come out and be a part of that.
Indeed. Now, you have a very interesting job that changes probably by the minute, I would think.
Yes.
Director of Fraud Services. What is that like before we get into the topic at hand?
It changes every day, which is really cool. And that's probably one of the best parts about the job is that every day you are trying to tackle a new maneuver. As soon as you think you've got a pothole covered, you have something new that pops up. And so it's definitely a constant game of whack-a-mole, but it's really fun and exhilarating.
I like that term. I like that a lot. All right. So you're presenting today,
yes,
I take it? So,
yes.
And your topic is trends in fraud. So I don't want to steal all your thunder, but are there one or two things that you could share with us?
You know, I think right now what we're seeing is that obviously fraudsters are trying to manipulate all sorts of different systems. And right now we're seeing that members are feeling very comfortable with that the financial institution is going to take care of them. And we're finding that fraudsters are kind of portraying in on that trust. We're seeing them manipulate them through, fake fraud text alerts. They're gaining access to one-time passcodes. Zelle has certainly been an interesting space where we're seeing fraudsters manipulate and trick members into giving their funds back. And, members are used to their financial institution kind of taking care of all of their needs and not necessarily strengthening up their own protection.
Wow. I got one for you.
Yeah.
I live in San Diego, and the local power company down there, SDG&E, they were hit with fraud because I listened to a radio show down there, and one of the radio hosts there was saying that SDG had called his house saying that, hey, you need to pay your bill because you're overdue. But he's like, I just paid it a week ago.
Right.
And so they called the power company and said, we never make phone calls to our customers. So that's another one that you got to look out for, right?
It's very interesting just to see how they are going out, and they're being very bold in the questions that they're asking, for sure. So.
Wow. So what are some, this technology is driving me crazy. But anyway, so what are a couple of takeaways?
I think for sure it's making sure that you have the technology in place that can best engage your member. And each member we know has different needs for that. So you want to make sure that you're tailoring your technology and your communication methods to each demographic. So right now, Co-op just released CardNav so that you can really put in the hands of the member the ability to access transactions and see what's going on, put on and off switches on transactions, and get alerts. So it's important to have that type of technology, fraud alerts, but also making sure that you are engaging members as far as the questions that you will and will not ask. For example, I'm probably never going to call a member and ask them for a PIN number. However, we're getting that quite frequently from fraudsters trying to manipulate that system.
And would you get that PIN number? That's
exactly,
the thing,
exactly. And what's interesting is right now we're seeing one-time passcode be used very heavily, where fraudsters are constantly asking for OTPs. So we've always used that as a security method, but we never quite anticipated fraudsters going out and sending that to the member and asking that as a verification question. So certainly some new tricks up their sleeves.
Oh, no doubt. There's always new tricks up their sleeves, for sure. So what should credit unions be concerned about right now? And then how do they protect their members?
Yeah, so I think for sure making sure that you have the technology in place to have that direct line of communication, but also making sure that your fraud rules are up to date and that they're strengthened.
Right.
And that really plays heavily into keeping up on new trends, looking at across all of your systems where the fraud is perpetrating. Mm-hmm. So it could be online banking, and it could be your normal forms such as fallback, all of those measures, making sure that you have some sort of alerts or fraud rules in place.
Nice. All right. So any other solutions? I mean, how do we stay ahead of these folks out there? Because it's they're just nipping at our heels every day, it seems like.
You know, I think we've come a long ways. I think a lot of times we don't take a step back and see how far we've come with EMV, and that we've been able to certainly condense fraud in that space.
Yeah.
Now we're kind of tackling the online world with 3D Secure. So I think we're making strides and we're making movements. It's just making sure that we are keeping up with the technology at the same pace that the fraudsters are.
Yeah, no doubt. And just trying to stay ahead the best we can.
Yes.
You know, I think the goal is to stay out of the headlines, you know?
Exactly.
You don't want to be a headline.
Exactly, and I think it's hard because fraudsters can quickly invest in new fraud forms, and they don't have to go through all the PCI requirements that our financial institutions do. So it's they are a lot more nimble, so we have to try and be nimble along with them.
Oh, good point. And think about that. So who's winning right now? That's my last question for you.
It goes back to whack-a-mole, right?
Yeah.
So at one minute, you know, I think the credit unions are winning, and the next minute the fraudsters are.
Yeah.
It's just making sure that we're having quick and providing new coverage and stopping the fraud as it comes up.
Yes, indeed. It's like this race right now, you know.
Yes.
And hopefully this is where
credit unions
are. As
soon as I stop it, it comes back up someplace else. So it's making sure that you're nimble in stopping that fraud.
Indeed. All right, good stuff, Ashley. Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I think that's it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for hanging out a few minutes and dealing with the weird lighting and stuff like
that.
Great.
It's great.
I appreciate you stopping by, and keep up the good work, all right?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
All right, Ashley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ashley Town from Co-op Financial Services. Go check them out.